You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, this is Les Brown. I got a message for you, and this is from Abraham Lincoln. President Lincoln said, "It's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years that really matter." Let's think about that. When I think about the years that I literally set out in life, could have been doing so much more, and I wasn't even aware that I had been living out the programming that had been instilled in me in the culture, in my environment, in my circumstances. And I think that most of us go through life in a daze or a hypnotic spell. You have something special. You have greatness in you. And you have to consciously, you have to work very hard to snap out of it, to begin to step out of where you are and what you've been experiencing and what you've been doing and what you've been living out. And begin to stretch yourself and challenge yourself. And discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. I mean, isn't it interesting that all studies indicate that people who are successful have a strong sense of self, that self-awareness is major. But yet, from elementary school, junior high school, senior high school, college, not one class on self-awareness. And without self-awareness, without knowing who you are, you can't possibly begin to do the things that you have it within you to do because you don't know what's in you. You've got talents, abilities, and skills and dreams in you lying dormant that you haven't reached for yet. Maybe that's why one guy said on his deathbed, "Oh God, to reach the point of death only to realize that you've never lived." Only to realize that you never scraped the surface of your potential. You have something special. I encourage you to look at your life and look at where you are right now. When you look in the mirror, do you see who you thought you would see in the mirror? When you look around, you look at your circumstances. Do you see the place being the place that you thought, given what you have going for you, given your knowledge and experiences, that this would be where you are? Have you traveled? Have you seen the world? Have you had the experiences that you thought you would have? Or have you put them on the back burner and said, "One day I'm gonna, one day I'm gonna"? Oh, no. It's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to put more life in your years. Now, here's one thing to do right now. Think about something that would give your life a sense of fulfillment, something that just thinking about it brings you joy and a sense of adventure. And write it down and give yourself a deadline of when you're going to have that experience. Don't just put it off. You know, I remember once I went down to Nassau, Bahamas with my best friend, Boo. His name is Alexander. And I said, "You know what? I said, we should take some time to find some of your relatives here." And he said, "No, we can come back and do it." I said, "Wait. Man, we're already here in Nassau, Bahamas, Boo. No, I've got to get back to the States. Why? I've got to cook for a funeral." I said, "They can get someone else to do it. Let's do it while we're here." And I went back and forth with him. And finally, I said, "Okay, all right." Well, shortly thereafter, he took sick. After that, he died. And guess what? They got another cook. See, sometimes we feel that we are irreplaceable. And many times we put things off thinking that we don't have an expiration date, thinking, "Oh, one day I'll get around to it. We don't know. We don't know. In order to put more years into our life, we have to be conscious. We have to be mindful. We have to be deliberate in doing that, thinking about what is it we want, so that we don't die a life of regrets, that as we look at ourselves and look at our goals and dreams, we have to be conscious and deliberate and intentional about the things that we want, so that we don't live a life of regrets. Leave here thinking about, oh my God, if I had my life to live over again. We won't have it to live over again. And so as George Washington Carver would say, do what you can where you are with what you have and never be satisfied. Just do a little bit. You know, Robert Shuler said, by the yard is hard, but inch by inch, anything is a cinch. You don't have to do it all right now, all at one time. No, do what you can where you are and never, never, never be satisfied. Once you start doing it, you're going to create some momentum. And then you're going to do something else. And then you're going to do something else. Remember when we were kids, you get out in the backyard and you play jump, like jumping over a stick, and you have two people holding the stick, and then you jump over it, and then you tell them to raise it up higher, and you back up a little bit further, and you run and you jump over it, and then you tell them raise it up a little higher, and then you back up further and you run and you jump over it. The hurdles and the obstacles and the objections of life are the same way. That as we reach higher, as we focus on those things that's beyond our comfort zone, we have to change up our methods and our techniques and our strategies in overcoming those things. And never taking no for an answer. It will be easy if you had a straight line to the goals and the things that you want to achieve, but it's not like that. In fact, I'm of the opinion that it's not the achievement of the goals that really count. What counts most of all is who we become in the process, the faith, the skills, the emotional and spiritual strength, the feeling that I've done it. I did it. Oh, my God. The celebration of the victory and now setting the goal higher and higher. After all, the book of life says, herein my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit, that we are here to bear much fruit, to be productive, to make a mark, to live a legacy. Yeah, to live a bigger life. You have something special. You have greatness in you. Think about your life. Think about where you are right now. Think about the things that you have written off, that you underestimate what's in you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Think about the fact that you are God's miracle child. You can perform miracles. Feel about the business of doing that. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This is Les Brown.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.